topic in the perek about Ben Pekua. That's the Gemara Sofek on Samach Tes Omer Aleph. The Gemara has a din. The first Mishnah has a din. Ashechta Bumberes, and the Ben Pekua sticks out its hand. So that hand is also, that leg is going to be also the Yodam Void. Even Hechaziro, even if the behemoth pulls it back in, before I do the Shechita. That was Machlokes Ula and Rabbi Yechanan. And the Gemara made it Tiyufte against Dula. That was on Samaches on the Bay. So that leg is going to be also the Yodam Void. So now the Gemara has a Sofik on Samachtes and Aleph. That block. If that vlad is in a keva, that ben pekua, if that vlad is in a keva, and it grows up and it has cholov, will a cholov be osur? Cholov in general is a problem. The Gemara says, the Gemara is alluding to what it says in Bchoris in the first paragraph. Cholov of a behemoth meya is osur, and cholov of a trefa is osur. So cholov of every animal should really be osur, even a behemoth kshera, because the animal is osur. Behemoth b'chaya b'cheskasis, either b'cheskasis evim and achai. Rashi says, or b'cheskasis rein and zvucha, one or the other. So all cholov in the world, even from a kosher animal, should be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, you have exeris ha-kosov, eretz avos cholov advash, it's mutter. But the posuk eretz avos cholov advash only goes if it's cholov from a kosher animal. Cholov from a non-kosher animal is a yotzim and osur is osur, that you're not allowed to. So here the Gemara has a shaila, what about an animal which is basically kosher, but one leg is osur? Should I say that it's, why is it osur? Because it can't be nita b'shchita, because the heter shchita is only chal, the ben pekua doesn't, can't have his own shchita. Rashi shchita was dalvastin mana machshav erachmana, if he sheft the vlad, the leg will become mutter. Tesis was masking on Rashi, they never heard of such a thing. The Abba Tzimmanim, Achshav Rachmana, only says in the Gemara that if the mother was a trefa, Ashokhir is a trefa, Motzabah ben Pekua, so the Shechita on the mother wasn't Chal Lagamre. The mother was only Nishchat with respect to Tarim and Deinavela. The mother was never Nishchat with respect to Heter Achila, so then the Vlad doesn't have more of a Shechita than the mother. So then the Vlad lends itself to Shechita. But if the mother was not a trefa, the mother was a ksheira, and the shchita was chal on the mother, not only the gabi the tar and dein avela, it was chal on the mother, the gabi lahate b'achila, so then the vlad does not lend itself to shchita. Taisis was masik, we assume like Taisis. He wouldn't say David Simon and Ashbar Achmona.
Isn't this Gemara Mefurish like Taisis? Gemara said that it's...
Right, so Rashi learns that that was a machlekes in the Gemara, whether you say Dalat Simon and Machshver Achmana. So the Maskana is like Rovet, that you do say Dalat Simon. But the first one was Rabbami, disagrees. Om Rabbami.
Rabbami Hom.
Yeah. He says the Gemara is according to Rabbami. The Maskana, we pass like Rovet, so you cross out all those Gemaras. That's how Rashi holds them. Tosfos says, how can it be? What the old Perik is Shalek Halacha. So many Dinim in the Perik is Shalek Halacha. So we assume, like Tosfos, that Dalat Siman and Machshver Achmana would not apply in such a case. So, but basically, what's the iser that you're not allowed to eat if you shech the vlad? If you have a ben pekua and hoitzi yodo achas and it's stuck out a leg, you're not allowed to eat that leg. What's the iser? What is it? Behemoth tameya? It's not a behemoth tameya. It's behemoth kshera. It doesn't lend itself to shchita. Every animal while it's alive is lacking shchita. So what is this worse than any other live animal? So just like the Pasuk Eretz Avos Cholov Dvash tells you, you're permitted to drink the milk from a behemoth tohoira, b'chayeho, even though it should have been yotzim in ha'asur, so maybe it doesn't cover cholov of a trefa, cholov of a tmeo, but it covers cholov of a behemoth kshera that I didn't shech yet. So this ben pekua, the whole ben pekua doesn't need shchita, the leg doesn't help shchita. So it's like a live animal. So the Gemara says one side, well, Eretz Avos Cholov Dvash says it's mutter to drink milk from a behemoth tohoira b'chayeho. But on the other hand, maybe it's only behemoth tohoira which lends itself to shchita. Mashenik, and over here, the leg doesn't lend itself to shchita, so maybe the heter of Eretz Avos Cholov Dvash doesn't apply over here. That's the Gemara Safek, yeah. When we saw the Rambam's opinion in the Psar Odom is an Issa essay, and the Ramban was masik on the Rambam, that the Gemara says Cholov Isha is mutter. Cholavisha is mutter. It's also to drink for an adult. It's also to drink the milk directly from the Isha. That's also in the Rabbanon. But Cholavisha is mutter. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam. Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban's Hasogan. According to the Rambam, that Bisar Odom is an Iser Esay, so Cholavisha should be Yotzim in Ha'os. So the Magen Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. So he says, Perhaps the Rambam is of the opinion that Yotzim and Osir is Osir is only if there's an Isa Loisese on the thing, like a Trefo, like a Behemoth Tameya, there's an Isa Loisese. But B'Sarodim, the Rambam says only an Isa Rese, Zos HaBehemah Shetachel, Zos V'loi Acheres, so that maybe the Rambam holds it, whatever, it's only Osir with an Isa Rese, then there's no Isa of Yotzim and Osir. That's what the Magen Mishnah suggested. We said that that's the Mashmos of the Rambam. And the later Perek, I forgot already which Perek, Perekeya, Perek Vavim, Achosa, Perek Zayin or something. The Rambam starts off, any animal which has a loisese, if you eat it, so Yetzim and a loisese is also. The Rambam's come out beferish, what the Magen Mishnah defended the Rambam. The Yetzim and Osir only applies if there's an Iser Lab. If there's only an Iser Esi, it's Mutter. So maybe that's what the Gemara is mistatic over here. How do you know that the Eber HaYotze is Osir? How do you know that it's also? So the Gemara said, simply it's also because Behema Bechaya Becheskes Isa, there is an Isa. See, we were assuming, the Gemara has a machleis of Yechon Reish Lakish in Perek Yedan Osher, whether Behema Bechaya Loivar Memenis, Behema Bechaya Lavle Pomenis. As the animal walks, as it's a live kosher animal, do you say all the limbs are Eib Menachai? Or do you say no, it only begins to become an Eib Menachai when you detach it from the rest of the Balchai. So that's Rabbi Yechon Shita. Behema b'chaya lav levar v'men. So we said that's what was difficult. All the Rishonim were masig on Rashi. Rashi comments on Rav Huna, Omer Rav Huna, Behema b'chaya b'ches kisisa v'menes, at Shei Barulach, v'men nishchata, what's the ches kisisa? The Rashi says, he's Eiv v'nachai. So Tosis says, masig on Rashi, Behema b'chaya lav levar v'men. So what had the Tosis learn? It's an Isa Rese, v'en ezvucha. So we were suggesting that maybe that's how the Ramam holds like that Tosis. Behema b'chaya levar, Lav levar in the medicine. There's no lav. The only iser is an iser esse. So the pasuk that says eretz avos chol v'dvash, you're allowed to drink milk. Let it be a yotzim and osir. The answer is no. That's what the pasuk teaches. A yotzim and osir is only osir if it comes from an iser loises, like bas hayano. If you eat an oif tomei, so you get malchus. It's a lav. So that beitzah oif tomei is osir. If you eat a behemoth tomei, you eat a trefa. There's a lav. So chol behemoth tomei, chol trefa is a yotzim and osir. But if you drink milk from a live animal, the live animal, behema b'chaya, is an iser. It's only an iser esse, it's not an iser lois esse. So that's how we learned the Rambam. He said the Magen Mishnah is right, and the Rambam is mashma like that. He starts off the perek when he formulates the whole din of yotzim and osir osir. He says yotzim and osir that has an iser lois esse is osir. And a live animal, a live kosher animal, only has an iser esse. So then you can say on this pasuk over here, how do you know the Eber HaYotzi is awesome? The Eber HaYotzi is awesome is Pashut, because how do you know any Ben Peku is Mutter? Ben Peku should be Nevela, should be Eina Zvucha. The answer is, you have a Pashut called Ba Behema Tochelus. Only what's in the Behema, was ever it's outside the Behema, is not Mutter. How do you know even Hotzi Yesa Eber Behech Zero? So that at the time of the Shechit it is called Ba Behema Tochelus. So that the Gemara needed a new Pashut. So that was the Pashut, Upasam Asara Trefa Loisa Chelus. And the Gemara said, from the word basad, the chutzlan mechitzasa. The word basad, the pasuk goes on isa trefa. But in addition to an isa trefa, whatever is chutzlan mechitzasa. So this was one form. One form of chutzlan mechitzasa was kachi kachim chutzlazar, kachim kalim chutzli yushalayim. And the third example was this, basad v'yeva hamaduldal, but behema chai v'yayif is also chutzlan mechitzasa because it's only dangling. The mechitza is the whole unit of the animal, and this is only dangling. And this was the fourth example of chutzla mechitzasa. This example, and that basa the Abraham don behem b'chayviyof, that was machlik, is Rashi and the Rambam. Whether that's the rice or the Rabbanon. Rashi says later it's only the Rabbanon, and the Rambam says that it's the rice. And this one is the fourth one of basada. Basada chutzla mechitzasa, when a hotzi or uber is yodo, lachutz, even hechazero, it's ketrefa that it doesn't help. So, maybe since there's a, maybe that's the Gemara Sofik. The Pasuk is just Megale, that the Het Shechita is not Chal. So it lives like a live animal. So a live kosher animal is only an Isa Resi, it's not an Isa Loisesi. Or should I say no? The Pasuk means that Lois Achelu, Basel Basel Atrefa Lois Achelu, there's a lav on the Aver. So since there's a lav on the Aver, so the Cholov that's produced by this animal is Taka Yotzim in Ha'aser that has an Isa Loisesi. It's not just that the pasuk chutzlam chitzas is megale, that it's ein ezvucha and it remains an ein ezvucha, an iser esse. If all it has is only an iser esse, then there would be no din of cholav hayotze, of yotze menos. Aver? Oh, okay. So what's talk, what is the Rambam's opinion? I don't know. That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe this is the Gemara Sofik. Is there a Lois Essay, or is it only an Isser Essay? There is a Machlokes Achrayim, the Shach and other Achrayim, and the Gemara Zibaya. The Gemara Zibaya is on Samach Tesam and Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara Sofik was, Mao the Gemara as Cholvoy, the Cholov of the Uber, if the Uber of the Ben Pekua is in a cave, and then later on it grows up as cholov, and you're allowed to drink cholov the alma, milk in general. Cholov the alma, like Eib Menachai, do I mean, sure, it's not Eib Menachai, should be. Eib Menachai is Bosa Gidim, but how can the Gemara say that the cholov of a live animal is Eib Menachai? It means it's Yotze Ben Eib Menachai. That's where Rashi got it from. Beim Bechei Becheskes, he's Eib Menachai. So the Gemara says, cholov the alma is an issue of Yotze Ben Eib Menachai. Or according to Tyson, it'll be a yotze from an ein zvucha. The shari and its mutter, eretz avos cholav dvash. Hay nami loishna. I should say the eber ha yotze is ein zvucha. Pasuk says shchita doesn't know. Duma, maybe I should say hasam isle takanta lizur b'shchita. Achal isle takanta lizur b'shchita teku. What's the suffix? Maybe that goof is the suffix. Maybe the suffix is it really a lois essay, in which case there's a din of yotzim and osar osar? Well, no, the pasuk basode, chutz l'mechitzos, just megala, that the hetter shchita is not going to be chal on it. So, that's one way to read the Gemara. So the shach has a machlekes, but the other achan, what's the din in the following case? The simple translation of the words are, maybe if you have cholov from a behemoth tohara that's less like takantelis, the shchita, maybe the cholov should be us. I thought that does mean that. I thought the suffix is it an essay or is it a lois essay? But the shach has a machlekes with Achrayim. If you hold like Rav Misharshia's din, we said the Rambam and the Rif didn't quote Rav Misharshia, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Ben pekua habal behema mal yisir leman diyam chosheshim mezera ha'av, and we pass on like that chosheshim mezera ha'av. So Rav Misharshia says also vlad ainu takana, because Ben Pekua is the father and the mother is a Behem Amalia. So if mitzad the father, the Vlad should be a Ben Pekua. Mitzad the mother is not a Ben Pekua. So it's half Shochet, half not Shochet, so it doesn't lend itself to Shechita. So the Shach and the other Achanim have a Machlek is the Bayid of Leib Shita Nigimara, whether the Cholov of this Ben Pekua is Asar Muta, would there be an Bayid Leib Shita in that case also? Because in that case there is no Leib Shita on anything. Say you have a live animal. A live animal, the cholov is muta. Eretz Zav is cholov drash. Then you have a ben pekua animal. Ben pekua animal, there's no lois essay on anything. Here you have ben pekua habal behema mal yisir. So Misharshia says, leman diyom achoshishim lezer ha'av, osav lad ein letakona. Why is ein letakona? Mitzad ovi, but doesn't lend itself to shchita, mitzad ima need shchita. So it's a stock. But there's no lois essay. There is no basa basara trefa losachel. Just a live animal that simply doesn't lend itself to shchita, because half of it is mufka from shchita. Mitzad diyav, the old choshish shem zerav. So mitzad diyav, it's mufka from shchita. But there is no lava over there. So that's a machlekes achrenim. Is that also included in the Gemara's Zibayit Leib Shchita? So some achrenim say, yeah. The Gemara suffix was, yav gzeres akos of eretz hodos cholav edrash, milk is mutter, milk from a kosher animal is mutter. Maybe the gehetter only applies if it's a kosher animal that lends itself to shchita. If a kosher animal doesn't lend itself to shchita, so there's no heter. I don't know why it should make a difference. But if you say the way we said, that the kosher animal, the cholov is muta because it's only an iser essay, that's where the Rambam got it from. If you have a behemoth tmeya or a behemoth trefa, you have a lois essay. If you have a kosher animal, it's only an iser essay. So there is no din of yetzim in ha'asar by an iser essay. So that's the Gemara Zibayit Leib Shchita over here by the Eber HaYotze. Is there a lois essay? Basa Vasara Trefa Lois Echelo? Or maybe there's no Iser Essay. You could say that there's no Malkus. It could be that there's no Malkus because not the Ika Lav. One could say there is a lois essay, but there's still no Malkus because the Ika Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Trefa. Basa Vasara Trefa Lois Echelo. Could be that an Eber HaYotze, it's only a Lav Tofel, like a Chotzi Shir. It's also included in the pasuk lav shebechlolos. Also, the gam came bechlal hoisa, but it's not the iker lav. If you say there is Malkus, then clearly there is a lav. If you say there's no Malkus, you can say there's no Malkus because there's no lav. You can say despite the fact that there is a lav, but it's not the Ika lav. It's only a lav tofel. So that's the Shaila. How do you translate the words of the Gemara in the Tzad Sofik? Well, maybe I should say over here, so therefore it's a Sofik. So does that apply also to the case of Rav Misharshia? So if it applies to Rav Misharshia's case, then the Gemara Sofik has nothing to do with Essay versus Lois Essay. But if you say that it doesn't apply to Rav Misharshia's case, then you can learn. That's the Gemara Sofik. Is this a Yetzim in HaOser? Is there a Lois Essay or not?
Which side, the first side in the Shabbat is that it's Mutter, they think the Kanta Bishrita comes up that it would be Hasr.
Oh, sir, yeah.
So everybody's learning because it's...
So one could say, Leis like Takanta, because it has a lav on it. Basavasana Trefel as a chela, the leg has a lav on it. The leg that he's stuck at has a lav. Whenever you have a lav, so then there's a din of Yetzim and Asa. A live animal doesn't have a lav. That's exactly. How come a live animal is this leit takanta b'shchita and this leg is leit takanta b'shchita? Because a live animal only has the iser eina zvucha. So shechted, it won't be eina zvucha. Masheni came over here. The leg has an isa leisese. So it's an isa trefa. Leit takanta b'shchita. An isa trefa. So it doesn't lend itself to shchita. Shchita is not going to be matter. Yeah, those are the two ways to read the Gemara. That's the machlekes achrenim, the shach and other achrenim. Whether they buy the lev shita only goes on a ben pekuah which has an eva hayotze, or it even goes around Misharshia's funny case. When you have a ben pekuah bal beim and mali sos av ladeim et takana, but there is no lav. It's only eina zvucha, just it doesn't lend itself to shita. So that's a diyun an achrein, whether that too was included in the buy the lev shita.
They would learn it's just exercise
a yotze mit aklav that cholav is Mutter, even though it should have been Asa, and the Gemara has an Ibai. Maybe that heter only applies if it's like Takanta B'Shchit.
Some kind of exercise.
Yeah.
Limiting that specific
yeah.
case.
Huta Mechloloi. The Gemara says sometimes you have an Isa that's Huta Mechloloi, so it's a weaker Isa. So the Din of Yetzim and Asa wouldn't apply because Huta Mechloloi. But if it's not Huta Mechloloi, then it's a stronger Isa. Yeah. The Bach had an Einfall that. So misafik, you're not allowed to drink the milk. Misafik, the rice, you're not allowed to drink the milk. Take it. So the Bach says, but what if the milk becomes misara b'shishin? So then it'll be bottle b'shishin. Let's say, I milk this ben pekua that has a leg that's also, and then this milk gets mixed in with other milk. So the worst it could be is that the milk is treif, so it gets a tarubis mimbimino. So it'll be bottle b'shishin, it'll be muta. So the Bach has an einfall. What if the part of the leg that got stuck out is less than 1/60th of the whole Uber, of the whole lot. Just a very tiny percentage. So the Bach says, if you have Bosa Gidden Bat Samais and the rest of the animal that has Shishim times this volume of Bosa Gidden Bat Samais and the Eve Sheyotza, so how much milk could there be already that's Nigram from that leg? So that'll be part of the Shishim. So the Shach quotes the Bach and he makes fun of it. He says, what do you mean? The leg only produces, the whole balchai produces the milk together. The leg produces milk according to its proportion of the rest of the animal, so the shach thinks that it's not correct. But the shach writes as if it's a suffix. Shach writes as if it's a suffix. So that's why Rabbi Kiveger is bothered with Akasha. Since it's min b'minoi, so Rav, you certainly have. The Shach writes as if every organ in the animal helps produce the milk. I don't know if it's true. That's how the Shach writes. Every organ in the animal helps produce the milk. And man leimalon, who's going to tell us for sure, bevadoes, that the limb that's stuck out only chips in to produce its proportion of milk in proportion to how much it is with the rest of the animal. Maybe this tip of the leg produces 25% of the milk, and it's not bottle b'shish. That's where the Shach writes. Rabbi Kiveger asks, but Rav, you certainly have. Rav, the milk is produced by the rest of the animal. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, since it's min b'mino, so cholav b'cholav is min b'mino, so men ator is bakal b'roiv, you only need shishim ad rabbonah. So sofik shishim should be muta. So every case should be a sofik shishim, if the Shach says. Every case should be a sofik shishim. I should say it's a sveik ad rabbonah. So Rabbi Kiveger explains Rabbi Kevege has a loshen from Achrayim. This is a sveika deraisa, shen is galgali a sveika derabbanan. The Gemara Safik was a Safik on the level of deraisa. If you have an Eber HaYotzei, whether the milk is osir amuta. So that's a Safik on the level of deraisa. B'mikre, as it happens to be, you have a Safik, maybe you have shishim against it. So that's a sveika deraisa, shen is galgali a sveika derabbanan. So since on the initial Safik, sveika deraisa, you had to go l'chumre, so you have no right to go l'kula now. That's the lotion of Rabbi Kivega. Sveika deraisa shin is galgali a sveika derabbanan. Take for example, I cooked some food, I bought food from the butcher, I cooked the food in the pot. And now the butcher calls up, he says, some of the food may have been nevela. So the food I'm not allowed to eat, the flesh I'm not allowed to eat, maybe it's nevela. The pot calls man that it's ben yomo, I'm not allowed to use sveika deraisa b'chumre. When the pot is ben yomo, it's an isa deraisa, tam ki iker. So let me wait 24 hours, so the worst will be, the pot will be in Eina Ben Yomo. Eina Ben Yomo is only awesome in the Rabbana. So wait till tomorrow, after 24 hours, so the pot will become a Sveika the Rabbana Lekula. So that's where Rabbi Kivega holds it. That's wrong. Since the latest Asafik, if the latest Asafik was while it's still Ben Yomo, if I buy a pot, someone asked me a shayla the other day, someone bought a pot, a glass tray at an auction, and it's still in the box that it originally came from, and they claimed that they never used it. The Nochrim who sold it claimed that it was never used, it's brand new. So the Nochrim don't have them on us. But it's a possibility that it was never used, it's still in the box. They claim it's still in the box, it's untouched by human hands, it was never used. So strictly speaking, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Dark Yeshua has this. If the latest Asafik began, Kozman, I didn't buy it, so I have no latest Asafik. When I buy it, now I have a Asafik, can I use it, or do I have to kasher it? It was a glass thing, so it's a question about kashering. So the latest Asafik begins when I buy. When I buy, for sure it hasn't been used in the last 24 hours. It's been sitting around in the auction house for a couple of weeks, and no one bought it yet. So since Bevadois, the latest Asafik is Bevadois on a Derabbanan, so the din is that, strictly speaking, you don't have to kasher. If the latest Asafik would have been when it still is Ben Yomo, and then I wait 24 hours, so that's a Sveika Deraisa, and it's Galgali a Sveika Derabbanan. But if the latest Asafik was Melchatchila, after the Kli is already Enim Yom, so strictly speaking, you don't have to kash. Strictly speaking, that's called the Sveika de Rabban Lekula. Rabbi Kivega has in the Tshuvas, not in the Madura Kama. One of the later Maduras, he has a Tshuva, he discusses the din of Rebbe and the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Lamed Gimel and Gemara in the first Perek and Shabbos. And we pass like Rebbe, called over Shehu Mishum Shvus Lagazu Allah Bein Hashmashas. Many dinim de rabbanon. Tosis points out dinim de rabbanon kal, dinim de rabbanon chamurim. You don't allow this head. Dinim de rabbanon kal, like the carrying a carmelis. So that's a dinim de rabbanon kal. So that we would be mata that bein ashmoshes if it's a tzorach mitzvah. If there's a big tzorach. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, why do you have to gemat to a tzorach mitzvah? Bein ashmoshes is a suffik, and the holy is at the beginning with is only the rabbanon. So say suffik the rabbanon lekula. What's the problem? Rabbi Kivega says, no, Bein Hashmashas is a Safik Deraisa. Is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? This Safik Deraisa is relevant to Dinam Deraisa and relevant to Dinam Derabbanan at the same time. So that's not called Safik Derabbanan Lekula. If you have a Safik at Bein Hashmashas, is it Shabbos or not? Not only are you forbidden to do Deraisa, you're forbidden to do Derabbanan as well. That's a Safik Deraisa Lechumr. So that's for sure. And that's a special heta. That for sure you don't say Safik Derabbanan Lekula. And a Safik deraisa, which is nogea both the dinim deraisa and the dinim derabbanan, then you have to go l'chumra even on the dinim derabbanan. But Rabbi Kivega here on Yerideus and Hilchas Ben Pekua Simon Yud Dalit goes a step further. He says even if it started off with the latest Safik began, it was a Safik deraisa, and now you waited 24 hours, and now it became a Safik derabbanan, or the latest Safik was whether the milk is osur or not. And now I know that this. That's a Safik deraisa, whether the milk is also muta. And now it happens that I have a rov and it's a Safik of half shishim. So then Rabbi Kivega says, that's a Safik deraisa, which now, because I know I have a rov against it, now it converted to become a Safik derabon. So Rabbi Kivega says, you go to chumra that too. So that's a machleg zachrayim, that you go to chumra. Rav Soloveitchik liked that melitza, it's galgal. Safik deraisa, shen is galgal, a Safik derabon. So we are machmer on that too.
You always had rov, so. Started off as
rove,
so min b'minos both of the roves.
Right.
What's the discovery? It's not like you had something
The suffix, it started off as a suffix deraisa, a suffix in halacha. A suffix in halacha, whether the cholav is asar or not. Whether such cholav is asar or not. And then it happens that in every case, you're always going to have roiv against it. Because if you're not going to have roiv against it, so it means it's already yolud. So the whole balchai is yolud already. So it's not a ben pekur. How much can you possibly have sticking out? How much of the animal could have been sticking out? By definition, it has to be a miut. If it's yotza rosha or ruba, it's already ki yolud. So it has to be yotza miuto. So it's always going to be only, it's always going to be bottle beroid menatar. It's always going to be chad betray bottle. But still, since the suffix that you start off with is a suffix in din, not a suffix in metzias, so that's considered, Rabbi Kaveka considered that a suffix deraisa shenizgalgali is derabah. It's an abstract, the Gemara, it's a suffix in halacha, whether this cholav is also a mutter. And b'mikra, it turns out that every case, it's always going to be right against.
It comes out an irony. If it was by the nevela or by the trefa, you wouldn't have this nizgalgal. It'd be about the beroid. It's like any b'mina about the beroid. It's only because we have a sveik of the dina if it's...
No. If it would be a vadai iser, and you have vadai roiv and a suffix shishin, that would be a suffix. That would mean the only thing that's a suffix is a suffix derabanan.
But this is a vadai iser deraisa.
I said, you're asking how can that be? How can it be machomer? If you have a vadai roiv and a suffix shishin, how can you say that that's machomer than if it would have been a vadai iser? Yeah, that can't be. How could that be? I don't know. That's impossible. You're right. Logically, that's impossible. It can't be a suffix is, can't be more common than a vada is. I don't know. Got to look it up again. Rav Shlomo Eger raises an issue over here on this whole discussion. That there is a famous comment made by the Mordechai at the end of Yevamos. The Gemara says, Yevamos... The Yivama has to do Chalitza Sasandal and Kriyas Apsukim and Rikika. So she has to do Rikika of Rog. What it's a din of Yivama Shiraka Kadam. Her mouth is so full of blood, she's coughing up and she spits out blood. Rav of what she spits out is blood, and a miyot of it is Rog. So the Gemara says, Yevshir, that there's no Tzichtzuche Rog in there. So therefore, she's Yotze the Chalitz. She did the Rikika also, Lachatchil. The din is b'diyevet, the Rikika is not miyakevis, but Lachatchil, you do need Rikika. So would we insist that we should wait another day until she, not, or till we wipe out her mouth from all the dam? So the Gemara says, you don't have to. She just, we know that there's going to be a little bit of rogue in the dam, so Yivama Shiraka Kadam, she's Yotze because Yevshel Adam below Tzichtzuchei rogue. So the Mordechai is bothered with a kasha, but maybe the rogue is bottled beroiv. If you have roiv dam and miyot roiv, should be bottled roiv. So it comes up in the ninth father, whenever something is us, is bol oilam, in a natural way, bol oilam etaru is, so then he says it can't be bottled. So Rav Shlomo Eger says over here, this milk from the vlad is also bol oilam etaru is. So he has this as a hasoga, has it as a hasoga on the whole discussion that the bach with the shach, with Rabbi Kivega, the whole discussion that they're talking about. Aren't we machmeh for that Mordechai, that whenever the isu is bol oilam mitaruvus in a natural way, like the rope, the saliva, and the dam are naturally blended together in the body. Now here also, the milk that's produced because of that eivor hayotzeh, the milk that's produced because of the rest of the animal, the whole thing is bol oilam mitaruvus. That's the way the milk always comes. So itayin is hakan the bach, hakan the shach, hakan they discuss bechlau. That people beroyf. Aren't we machme for that? Mordechai, whenever it's bol olam taruvis, there's no people. That's Shlomo Eger's hasaga there. Right, the Gemara doesn't talk at all about people beroyf. The Gemara doesn't know anything about people beroyf. Yeah. So that's his hasaga. Yesterday we were speaking about whether trefa chazeris lahechshera or not. So we pointed out that what Rav Soloveitchik said, it sounds like in his machlokes Rashi and Tosfos by Sirchas. Yevshel l'sircha b'lo nekev. Rashi learns that there was a nekev and the sircha healed up the nekev, and sometimes that's good. A steam that comes afterward, treif is chozer v'snachshev. And Tosfos says it can't be. And the Rosh is going in the footsteps of Tosfos. The Rosh is going like Tosfos, that treif ain't a chozer v'snachshev. So there's another maramakam on this that we may have discussed earlier in the year. There is a machlokes in Shas, but you say ube yerchim ube lav yerchim. How do you say? And the Ravid has a sock on the Ramam in Hilchas Avodim. The Ramam talks about Meshach and Chatzi Avdoi. The Shivcha is Mu'uberis. And he gives the Shivcha, the Odom gives the Shivcha Shtar Shichra. So if he says I'm Meshach, the Uber, and I'm not Meshach you, so that's not good. That's called Meshach and Chatzi Avdoi. If he's Meshach with the mother, without being Meshach the Uber, so that is good. So the Ravid writes, Kosher Eishan Sefer, it's a Stirah. If you hold that the mother is a separate entity without the uber, that's not a violation of Chatzi Avdo. So the uber without the mother should also not be a violation of Chatzi Avdo. That's the Ravid's Hasag on the Ram. So it's a question how we paskin ube yarchim ube lav yarchim. So the Ran later, the Ran is before. The Ran on Daf Nun Ches, in the middle of Eilat Treifus. So the Ran quotes the Machlokes Diri and the Rabbein Tam, Halacha Lemaaseh. Adi paskin ube yarchim ube lav yarchim. So the Rishonim bring a raya from the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza. The Gemara said, Gemara in Chulin, Daf Nun Ches, says this topic of Ubi Yerachim or Balav Yerachim is relevant if you have a behemoth Muberis, the cow is pregnant, and the mother becomes nitrophore. The ain becomes nitrophore. So if you'll do Ubi Yerachim, he said the Trefis is Chal on the Uber as well. So you're not allowed to eat the Uber. If you hold Ubalav Yerachimai, so that semen trachis that developed in the mother is only in the mother, it doesn't affect the blood. So that's how the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Nun Ches. So there's a Gemara in the first Perek in Beitza. The Gemara says if a trefa gives birth to a healthy blood, and the healthy blood is running around, then it's not a trefa, so you can shech the blood and you can eat it. So the Rishonim say Akasha, but if you hold Uba Yerachimai, so the Uba already became a trefa. So why don't you say the treif ain't a chazer is not shira? So some Rishonim say it's a raif in that gemara that we pass can uber lav yarchimai. If it would have said uber yarchimai, so the mother became a treif for uber yarchimai, the uber also became a treif. Once the uber becomes a treif, it's ain't treif chazer is not shira. And the other Rishonim said no, treif is chazer is not shira. The mother remains with the sima treifas. The vlad is born and it runs around on its own. The vlad is healthy. So treifa chazer is not shiva. So that was the machlokes Diri and the Rabbein Tam. That was the machlokes Diri and the Rabbein Tam. Can you prove from the fact that a vlad from a treifa is muta bachila? Can you prove that uber lav yarachima? Because if uber yarachima should it become a treifa, so what does it help that when it's born later? Or should I say no? Treifa chazer is not shiva. So it sounds like that's what they're fighting about. Whether treifa chazer is not shiva or not. You have to shecht it. Because man, you don't shecht it, it'll be asa. But it won't have an isa trefis. If you all do balav yerachima, so the trefis was only chal on the mother, not on the uber. If you all do ba yerachima, then it's considered as if the trefis was chal on both. That's how the Gemara says.
But then when it's running around after it's born?
The Gemara says when it's running around, so the Gemara says mutter. So here for the Rishonim, the Rina, Rabbein and Tam, have a machlekes. Here for the Rishonim say, the fact that when it's running around after it's born, his mutter is a right that it was never us in the first place. So you see the uber lav yarchima. If it would have been uber yarchima, the treifas was chal on the uber as well. So how is treif chazeres not shera? So it's a right that it never became a treif. The other shanim hold no, treif chazeres not shera. One of the rabbonim I was visiting the other day in California. So one of the rabbonim showed me a sefer by a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He has Shabbos Tshuvos. He writes Shabbos Tshuvos like in the Tkufas Agoinim. He makes believe as if no one wrote on the topics at all. And he just brings a rife in the Gemara and Shaila, it's Mutta. That's all. Mutta, and there's nothing more to discuss. He has the Shaila about the, on the farms in America, when the cows are sometimes blown up with a lot of gas, so in order to relieve the pain of the cows, so they stick a big pin into the stomach of the cow, and they let all the gas out. So that should be a nekev in the belly. A nekev in the belly should make it into a trefa. We know that the fact is that this helps the animal live much longer. It doesn't cause it to die earlier. So, but in Hilchas Treifas, it should be a treifa, that's the shayla. So this Rav wrote a tshuva, since the animal lives long, so it's a treifa chazeres lachshera, and he has arrived in the Gemara, treifa chazeres lachshera, and I'm a rami. That's the end of the whole story. Treifa chazeres lachshera, we paskin ain't a chazeres lachshera. We assume like Tosus and the Rosh, a treif einach is there, it's not share.
Can't depend on this verb, no. And it's completely okay, then it's still treif. In other words, it doesn't run around. You check the mother's a treif.
If I shech the mother, and the mother is a treif, and then the ben pekua is inside.
Yeah,
then so then the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat the ben pekua, but it's a machlokes. We pass like rubber that it lends itself to its own shechita. You can either shech the mother, the kon and the veshut are the two simonim of the mother, and that'll chal on the uber. But if the mother is a treifa, and the shechita and the mother is only chal with respect to the time of the nevela, so then you can shech the uber after it's born. Shech the uber, and its own kanan veshet will be matarit v'achila. Either the kanan veshet of the mother are matar the vlad, if the mother is not a treifa, or the shechita of the kanan veshet of the uber will be matar if you shech it after it's born. So that's why we pass like rabbi, the dalet simonim ach shberachmane. Either the two simonim of the mother or the two simonim of the uber itself.
Right? Then certainly if it's outside running around, it should be good. I mean,
yes. Yeah. That's the Gemara.
No,
that's the Beferish the Gemara. So half of the Rishonim says, arrive in that Gemara, the Uber, lav Yerachima. If you would have said Uber, Yerachima, so the Uber would have been labeled as a treif along with the mother, so how all of a sudden when it comes out, it pops out of the mother's body, then all of a sudden it lends itself to Shechita? So it's arrived that it was never a treif. And the others say, no. Initially it was a treif, of course, mine was in the mother. And later when it's born, so it's healthy, so it's like treif, chazer is lach
sheir. So its birth made it was the
reverse? Healed it, yeah. When it was born, it leads its own life. Now it leads its own life, and it no longer has the simoni treifus. Kozman, it was attached to the mother, it had simoni treifus. Once it's born, so it's no longer attached to the mother who has the simoni treifus, so the simoni treifus disappeared. The treifus has there, it's left share. Yeah. There is a din of balmum. If you have a korban that gets a mum kavua, and then you do surgery on it, so then if you have a mum over, is going to get better by itself, so it's avada. But if you have a mum kavua, Tosfos and Chorus defines, mum kavua means it's not going to get better by itself. But if you do surgery, you can heal. So if you do surgery, it gets healed. So you can't be makrivit on the mizbeach. It is chayzel, balmum is chayzel hachshera. That's psukim. Balmum is chayzel hachshera. But the Shabbos, but a trefa chazer is not shera. But that's the machlokes, Harishayim. That's a big machlokes, and but Pashtus is we pass the Tosfos and the Rosh that it's not chayzel hashem.
So this baby that's running around.
So the fact that it's mutter, the mother was a treifa.
Oh.
The fact that it's mutter is a right that we pass in uba lav yerachimoy. The uba was never a treifa from the very outset. Only the mother was a treifa. The uba was never a treifa.
That's the right that it's running around. The right that it's running around.
Running around and is healthy, so the vlad is not a treifa, but the mother was a treifa. How can that be? So the answer is uba lav yerachima. The uber never became a treifa. Even when the mother became a treifa, the uber was attached. Uba lav yerachima. The mother was a treifa. The uber was never a treifa. That's the pashtus. Okay, so that's what we were learning. Perik Beimam Kasha that has all the dinim of Ben Pekur. Now we're going to do Osir Ezbeno. There isn't so much to do here. Osir Ezbeno says in the Mishnah Pe Gimla Men Aleph, that's the last Mishnah in the Perek, that you're not allowed to shech Osir Ezbeno, but Yom Echod, what's the definition of Yom Echod? So there are three different types of Yom. Sometimes there's a Yom of Me'es Le'es, 24-hour period. It says if you beat up your Rebbe Kanain and he dies, Yom Yamayim Yamad, Lo Yukam Kikaspahu, the Rashi and Chumash quotes that that depends on Me'es Le'es, that if the Yevet survives 24 hours, and then he dies later, so the Odom doesn't get the Yonish Mi. So that's a din of Me'es Le'es. Aforas Nedorim, there's one opinion in Tanoim that it's also Me'es Le'es. We don't pass like that. The wife or the daughter takes a netter, and the father or the husband wants to be Mefer, so it's only the Yom Shama. So there's one opinion not accepted, that depends on Yom Shama Me'es Le'es. We Paskin over there, Yom Shama depends on Yom Shalter. So if the wife took the netter 5 minutes before Shkia, husband only has 5 minutes to be made for the netter. If she took the netter 5 minutes after the Tzeis HaKachamim, so he has 23 and a half hours to be made for the netter till the end of the day. And many dinim in the Torah depend on Yom Shalter, that Hayom Halach Achar Alaylo. Shabbos Yom Tov, everything begins at Tzeis HaKachamim and goes till tomorrow night Tzeis HaKachamim. In Kotshim, the Gemara says, the Kotshim is Fakir. Halayla halach achar hayom. If you have a korban chatos, and you bring the korban chatos now at 12:15 in the afternoon, so then you can eat the korban chatos yom belayla at chatzos. Chatzos is midrabbanan. But the Torah can eat the korban all night long. So the Gemara, I would have, if not for the Gemara, I would have said, Agzeres HaKosov, you can eat it yom belayla. Gemara says, no, you can eat it yom echad. The zman of the korban is yom echad. And in kachim, halayla halach achar yom. The unit of the day is a day and a night. Instead of beginning a night and a day, instead of going from tzeis hakacham to tzeis hakacham, you go from zricha to zricha. That's how the Gemara understands. That's on the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Bekotchim halayla halach achar hayom, and chutz l'deis hamikdash is hayom halach achar halayla, and sometimes you have a din of yom, is the meis leis. Take for example, the pasuk says, when a behemah is born, shor hakesed leis ki yivoleid, v'yashivas yamim tachasim, am yam shmini v'holi, yiratzu l'korban isha l'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring us at a korban until the eighth day. And we carry over that din to chulan also, you're not allowed to shech the behemah till 7 days went by, till the eighth day. So what's the definition over there of 7 days versus 8 days? So Rabbi Kivega has a discussion both on the bottom of the Yoredeya and Simon Tezvav, I think it is, where it said that his din is discussed, that you have to wait till the eighth day, as well as on the Ha'oris on the Prima Godim. So some of the Poskim assume, Prima Godim included, they assume you have to wait 7 full days of 24 hours. And after 7 days of 24 hours, the minute that's up, you can shech the behemah. Kivega thinks that it's against the Gemara. He thinks that it doesn't depend on 7 times meis leis. If the behemah is born a minute before the shkia, and then it comes at tzeis hakacham, that's the end of the first day. When 7 days are up, 7 days are up when it comes to tzeis hakacham, it can be 6 days and a half an hour. 6 days and a half an hour. If I think, then you shecht it at night.
Isn't Linyan Korbanos Shneyami V'yom Echad goes by the day, not by the 24 hours?
Korbanos
should be. How old the korban should be vis-a-vis korbanos? Korban has to be 2 years old. The yom as a day, not as a 24-hour period. You're measuring the age of a korban.
If it's 1 year or 2 years or 3 years old.
Yeah.
I think the Gemara says he go me eis leis from the time it was born. If the animal is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah in the first pair, the animal is born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So is it called toch shnasa lach shnasa? Depends on 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
Maybe that's the way we measure the.
That's the shaila by the din that you have to wait 7 days and you can't bring us a carbon till the eighth day. And that carries over to chulin. You're not supposed to shech the behemah chulin till after 7 days go by. So the Bim Gadim and several classical poskim assume 7 days of 24 hours each. Rabbi Kivega thinks that it's not correct. He thinks the simple reading of the Gemara and Shabbos with Rashi, Perkav Lezer de Milas, you just have to wait till the seventh calendaric day is up. The behemah was born a minute before the Shkia. So come Shkia, that's the end of the first day. Then you have 6 days later, Tzeisa Kehavim. That's the end of the 7 days. So you can shecht it balaylo. You didn't have it all 7 full days. So that's a machlokes. Anyway, here benegir to us as menos. So the Mishnah says it depends on a normal yom, on halayla hayom halach achar halaylo hayom halach achar halaylo. So that's a shaila. Someone always bugs me with these kind of shailas. Let's say you have osav es beno, and you know where they are. One is in Eretz Yisrael, one is in America. And there's a 7-hour difference in the time zones. So they're talking on a telephone to each other. They're shechting the Osir Ezbeno exactly simultaneously. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's already after Tzeis HaKachavim. And in America, it's still Bayom. So they're 2 different days. So there's one guy who always asks me these kind of funny shots. So Pipashtis should be Mutam. The Mam is shechting the two simultaneously. But it's not Bayom Echot. Because one is being shechted on Monday, one is being shechted on Tuesday. If the Tzeis HaKachavim and Eretz Yisrael, Monday night, it's already Tuesday. In New York, it's 7 hours earlier, so it's still Monday. So if one is geshechted on Monday, one is geshechted on Tuesday, that's 2 different days. Even though the mom is shechting them simultaneously. Okay. There are a lot of shaylos that have to do with time zones. So that's one of them. What's the din of us as well with time zones?
That would be good.
No, Rabbi Kivega disagreed with the Prima Gadim about a different thing, about waiting 8 days. That you have to, you carry over the din of Chumash, Miyam Shmini, Beholi, Yeratza, Kar Ben Isha Hashem. The din of the Chumash, the simple reading of the din of the Chumash depends on the days, on calendaric days. But then you carry it over to Chulin. You say, an animal, Kol Shlo Shor, Shmona Yomim Bebeim, as a Sofik Nefal. So that doesn't, that's what the light of Poskim hold, that doesn't make sense to say that you have to wait 7 calendaric days. That makes more sense to say you have to wait 7 times 24 hours to establish that it's not a Nefal. If the animal was born a minute before the Shkir, then you only have to wait 6 days and a half hours. If the animal was born a minute after Tzeisa Krom, then you have to wait a full 7 days. So that's why the earlier Poskim said that you're talking about establishing that it's Yotzim, Echlal, Safik, Nefal. So for that, you should have 7 times 24 hours. And Rebbe Kivega thinks that it's not true. That it's that it goes Yom Shel Torah. Anyway, so that's the mission at the end of the Perek. The Din of Osen Ezmano depends on a calendaric day, and it does not depend on the Eislais. Yeah. What is the nature of the Iser? So the Poshev Shat is that whenever you shecht the mother, so then there's an Iser, you're not allowed to shecht the blood. So the Mishnah has a machlokes in the following case. Let's say if I shecht the vlad first, I'm not allowed to shecht the mother later. If I shecht the mother first, I'm not allowed to shecht the vlad later. What if I shecht the grandmother and the granddaughter? So far I didn't violate any aver, because you don't say b'nei banim harein ki banim over here. The only violation of osa is b'no if it's one generation after the other. The grandmother with the granddaughter not. Then I shecht the middle one. Then I shecht the mother. So the Mishnah assumes that you're in double violation of osa v'ezbeno, and it's a machlokes hatanan whether you get once malchus or twice malchus. Why in the world should you get twice malchus? There are two. Let's say a woman didn't go to mikveh the last 5 months. The woman didn't go to mikveh, so someone is boal the isha. He's in violation of 5 times boal anida. The reason why she's anida because she had a riyas dam the last 5 months. There are 5 reasons why she's anida, but it's only one person. It's anida. Why is that gufa machlokin? The Gemara says here, no, this is gufa machlokin. I shech the grandmother, then I shech the granddaughter, and then I shech the mother. So the mother is a double avera, and it's a machlekes sumchas to shem Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where they get twice malchus or once malchus. And the Gemara says that this is the shaila here. The Mishnah is pei beis amid aleph, and daf pei beis amid aleph. The
it's
second,
one maisa,
it's only one maisa, but if you have gufa machlokim, then you get twice malchus, even though it's one maisa. So that's what the Gemara says on pei beis amid beis. Machlokes hatanaim is he considered this gufa machlokim. So if there's something missing over here, no. So it sounds like it seems from the Gemara. It sounds from the Gemara that the Issa to shecht the Osver Ezmano is not, you're not allowed to shecht an animal which the mother or the Vlad was geshachten today. Not the way we usually define it. It sounds like when we started Basa B'cholov at the very beginning of the year, we started Basa B'cholov, so we started from the end of the Perek. The end of the Perek in Basa B'cholov, so the Gemara discusses where does it say in Chumash that it's also Bachid? It says, Lo Sabashu Gli Bachalei Vima, and Issa Bishol. Where did he come off to say that there's an Issa Achila, and on top of that there's an Issa Hanor? So the Gemara says, there's a pasuk that says, on Kuf Yud Dalar and Beis. That's where we started at the beginning of the year. Kuf Yud Dalar and Beis. Vosochol kol toyevo. Kol shetiachti lucha harei bebal toichol. You're not allowed to eat any food that's treif. So that's how you know that basa b'cholav is awesome. Kol shet, since the Torah prohibits you from cooking basa b'cholav, so that's how you know if you cooked it, so you're not allowed to eat it. The pasuk lo sevashu gedi b'chaleivim only says there's an isa bishul, but once I have this pasuk lo sechol kol tayevo, so basa b'chalav is a davar hametuav. So Rashi writes on that gemara, and even if a goy cooked the milk and the meat, and even if a cotton before bar mitzvah cooked it, I feel like cotton, I feel like the other kachav. That's the first very wide line in Rashi on kuf yudal on the base. So there's an encyclopedia called Pachad Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Lamprenti from Italy from the 1700s. That's when Jews started writing encyclopedias. I think that was probably the first encyclopedia. Then the Chidor wrote a few encyclopedias. Yeah, Malachi wrote an encyclopedia. And they started writing things alphabetically. I think the Pachad Yitzchak was the first one.
Huh?
Stechemet is later, yes. Stechemet was in the 1900s. Yeah. So the Pachad Yitzchak talks about this Rashi. If you would say that Basa B'chol of Zasar, Bachila B'hanor, because of the fact that the Psukim The pasuk appears three times. Los Tavashik Libach Alevi Moi. And why do you need the same pasuk three times? It's exactly the same thing. So you say, Meinu in yel abishol, tenei in yel achila. Meinu in yel achila, tenei in yel hanoah. Fine. So you know that. So it doesn't make a difference whether goy cooked or a Jew cooked. But according to the opinion in the Gemara that Basa Bechala was also Bechila because Lasecha Kol Tayeva, Kol Shetiyavti Lecha, so Kol Shetiyavti should only be if a Jew cooked it, if a Bar Mitzvah cooked it, if a Kotna or a non-Jew cooks it, so they didn't do anything wrong. So there is no Kol Shetiyavti Lecha. So how does Rashi write on that opinion? When the Gemara, when the Sugya first starts, Amar Avashi, in the middle of Kuf Yudala and the base, and I am the Basa Bechala, Shas Bechila Shenema, Lasecha Kol Tayeva, Rashi writes right away, even if a goy cooked it. That pasuk should only apply if a Jew cooked it. If a guy cooks it, where is it a tayeva? It's not the afti of
the chum. Cooking isn't a tayeva. Eating is a tayeva.
So that's what we discussed a lot in the beginning of the year. We said from the Shabbos Shuvah's Beis Ephraim, he says the prohibitions in the Torah can be divided into two groups. Sometimes you have an isa pu'ula, sometimes you have an isa chalos. So kol she'tiyavti l'cha only applies if the thing is an Issa Chalos. The Torah says, don't cook Basa B'chala, means don't bring about that there should exist a Heftza of Basa B'chala. Not an Avera to cook Basa B'chala. It's an Avera to create Basa B'chala. Let's say a guy already cooked Basa B'chala, is in the refrigerator, he asked me to reheat it. So when I reheat it, I'm cooking Basa B'chala, but I'm not creating Basa B'chala. So that's what Rabbi Kivega wrote on Simen Pei Zayin in Yeridea. He quotes Rishayim and say that that's Mutta. That you wouldn't say Bishalach HaBishal. You wouldn't say Nisa Bishalach HaBishal over here because the Basa B'chalav already exists. The Issa not to cook Basa B'chalav is an Issa not to create a Heftz of Basa B'chalav. So the Heftz of Basa B'chalav is a Dova HaMetuav. So that's what the Gemara applies to the Pasuk. V'asach Kol Tayeva, Kol She'tiyav Tilcha. It's a Dova HaMetuav. The Heftz is Metuav even if a Goy cooked it, even if a Kotten cooked it. It's not a Tayeva because someone violated an Avera. And you say, well, if a Goy cooked it, no one violated any Avera. No, the Heftz is a Heftz HaMetuav. That's what the Beis Ephraim has based on a Tosfos. That Tosfos proves in the Gemara, there's a Mishnah like this, that there's an Avera to be Matal Mum in a Korban. Let's say a Jewish farmer has Behemoth, and they give birth to a firstborn Vlad as a Zohar. So it's Kaddish B'kdushas B'chor Behemoth. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't be Makrovin in the Beis HaMikdash B'zman HaZeh. So you have to wait till it gets a Mum, and then you shecht it, and you have to give it to the Kohanim to eat. It belongs to the Kohanim. Even though not only does it B'chor Be'im Torah is a Matnas Kuna, one of the 24 Matnas Kuna. If it's a Balmum, you have to give it to the Kohanim. And if it's Korav on the Mizbech, you have to also give it to the Kohanim. In both ways, it has to be given to the Kohanim. So the Mishnah has, you're not allowed to be Matal Mum in a Korban. That's long after my Pasuk. Komam lo yebo lo yahayebo. You're not allowed to be Matal Mum in a Korban. What if you went ahead and you made a Mum? So then the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to eat the Korban based on the Mum that you did because you violated the Avera. Of Kol Mum Lo Yebo. So Tosfos proves in the Gemara that Issa, that you're not allowed to eat it based on the Mum, is only an Issa Derabbanan. It's not an Issa Deraisa. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, let it be an Issa because of Lasecha Kol Tayeva? You were forbidden to make a Mum. You went ahead and you made a Mum. So it should be Kol Shetiyavti Lecha HaRebe Val Teicha. Should be an Issa Deraisa to eat the flesh. So Tosfos says, it can't be considered a Dovah HaMetuav. If it would have developed a Mum by itself, it would have been Mutta. What does that mean? I mean, you can't say the Heftza is a Heftza HaMetuav. If a Mum develops by itself, it's okay. But Basa B'chalav develops by itself, if the milk fell in by itself, it's also going to be an Issa Deraisa. It's still going to be a Dova HaMetuav. So that's what apparently the Sugya knows, that there are two types of Isur. There's an Issa Chalois and there's an Issa Pu'ula. If the Torah makes an Issa Chalois, don't create a Heftza of Basa B'chalav, so that's called the Dova HaMetuav. So that's included in Lasecha Kol Tayeva. So the Gemara asks the question, let's say a person cooks on Shabbos, on Mavashal B'Shabbos. So Minator, you're allowed to eat the food. It's only a penalty mid Rabbanon. Machlokes Rameh, Rav Yehuda, how far you go, whether Kontzu Shog got the Mezah, look Kontzu Shog the Mezah. But Minator, it's Mutta. Minator, it's Mutta. So the Gemara asks, why shouldn't I say Maaseh Shabbos should be included in Lasecha Kol Tayeva? So the Gemara says, no, there's a pasuk, ki kodesh yilochem, hi kodesh, vein maaseh ha-kodesh. A pasuk that says mutter. Then the Gemara asks, and what about chorish b'shovach hamor yachtov? I should say that you're not allowed to eat the peiros that grew from that. That's on the top of kuf tezvav amir aleph, on the third line. Chorish b'shor v'chamor yachdo v'chosim pipar v'doshbo. Literally, shouldn't be allowed to eat whatever comes out of that avera. The Gemara says not to kal v'chamor from Shabbos. Ma'an Shabbos is an iser chomer, has an iser koris, an iser skilo. Nonetheless, ma'aser Shabbos is mutam ben atoros. V'chosim pipar v'doshbo. Chorish b'shor v'chamor yachdo can't be more chomer than Shabbos. So if Shabbos is not included in the iser v'asochu kol te'evo, so chosim pipar is also not. Then Gemara asks, well, what about shechting also as beno? If he's shechting also as beno, you should say that there should be an issa, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that it's not so. So Rashi asks the kasha, why did the Gemara need a pasuk that if he's shechting also as beno, but he ever it's mutter, why don't you just make the same kal v'chomer from Shabbos? He just said Shabbos is an issa skilo, and hamavashal b'Shabbos there's no issa deraisa, a pasuk, he kodesh, he maser kodesh, that says a kal v'chomer from Alecha Shabbos to Osu Ezbano, that if you shech to Osu Ezbano, there's also no Issa to eat it later on. So Rashi writes, Anachanami, you can always fall back on that answer, to Kal v'chomer from Shabbos. That's the long Rashi on the bottom of Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. Rashi di b'mascha lo yom ha-Torah shalach l'takolo. The Rashi says, they could have answered on Osu Ezbano the same answer, but they had a better answer, so they said a better answer. And Taisa says no. Taisa Sanadav says no. The Gemara's answer is only a chosin pipar v'dosh, but that's a kal v'chomer from Shabbos. But osu ezbano, that's an isa chefze. Osu ezbano is more like basa b'cholov. Sometimes there's an isa chalois, and sometimes there's an isa pu'ula. So whenever you have only an isa pu'ula, then like Shabbos is an isa pu'ula, so the result of malecha Shabbos is muta min ha-Torah, and then the other isa pu'ula is going to be a kal v'chomer from Shabbos, that it's going to be muta. But osu ezbano, the Gemara held that should be an Issa Chalois. So that should be, even B'nieved, it should be also. There should be an Issa to eat it. Because the Torah, that should be called the Dova Hamatuov. The Cheftza should be considered Dova Hamatuov. So why is the Cheftza Dova Hamatuov? What did Tosis mean over here? That Osvez Beno is considered the Dova Hamatuov. So you see from the way Tosis understood the Gemara, that the Issa to Shecht and Osvez Beno is not to bring about a situation where you have an Osvez Beno Nishkotem Yoymecha. It's not that it's a din. If you shecht in the mother, there's an issa, you're not allowed to shecht the vlad. It's not that's a condition, and the din is you're not allowed to shecht the vlad because I shecht in the mother, because I shecht the vlad of this one. No. You're not allowed to bring about, whoever shecht the second one is causing to bring about a situation that both of the animals won ishchot.
So it's result oriented, not action oriented.
Right. That's what it seems from this Gemara, that the way Tosis says it's result oriented. That we would consider this an Issa Chalais, not an Issa Pu'ula.
So it comes up that if I'm viewing from afar, I see Ashor and Chamor get into a harness and do Harisha, I'm not required to stop them? Or?
I don't think so at all. I'm not Mechuyev to stop
them.
If Bas Mechol is going to cook by itself also, I'm not Mechuyev to stop it. I didn't do it. The Issa only is, I'm not allowed to bring it about. If it happens by itself, I don't even think by Bas B'cholov there's an issa. You let it go. It's not my responsibility. But l'chor from this Gemara, kuf tezvav and alev, the way Tosis comments, you see that osu ezbano is an issa chalois. You're not allowed to bring about that an osu ezbano should be nishchotem v'yoyim echot. And the same thing from that Mishnah Pei Beis, that the Tanoim had a machlekes, if you shech the grandmother, then you shech the vlad, the grandchild, then you shech the mother. After both, so one Tana holds that you get twice Malkus. The other Tana holds, no, two Averis, but you don't get twice Malkus. Why the two Averis? There are two reasons why it's an Issa, the Shech, the middle one. Two reasons, like a woman didn't go to Mikvah 5 months in a row, so there are five reasons why she's in Nida. But she's only in Nida once. She's not five, even if you hold Issa Chalal Issa, you're not going to get five times Malkus. So why all of a sudden over here? Why do they consider it a double violation of Osu Ezbano? So you see, Osu Ezbano means don't cause that you should have Osu Ezbano Nishchotem V'yomechot. So if I shech the middle, first I shech the first generation, then I shech the third generation, then I shech the middle generation. By shechting the middle one is mitzarech with the first, with the mother, and with the vlad. So by shechting the middle one, he's causing two pairs of Osu Ezbano to be Nishchotem. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. In fact, you look in Shulchan Aruch, that Gemara Kuf Tezvav Manal said that Ben HaTorah, if he shecht an Osu Ezbano, you're allowed to eat it. There's no Isav B'diyevet to eat it. So the Bahag, the Rosh quotes the Bahag, and the Yoredeh quotes this, and the Rosh who quoted the Bahag, the Allah has Gedolos, that's only Ben HaTorah. Just like a Mavashal B'Shabbos is Mut Ben HaTorah, but also Medirat Bonon, The one of Shechtz and Elz Menes Beno is Mutam and Atayra. That's how the Gemara said. But parallel to Shabbos, it'll be awesome in the Rabbanon. There will be a penalty. The Mechaber quotes the Tzemach Leikis, and he quotes the Bahag, the Eshomrim, that there is a penalty. So the Bahag says, the penalty only is, you're not allowed to eat the second. Someone shechted the Oso in the morning, and then someone else shechts the Beno in the afternoon. So you're not allowed to eat the Beno, but the first one you're allowed to eat. That's what the Mechaber quotes from the Bahag. So the Pre-Megodim, on that shach, the shach says, that's what the Bahag said. The first Behemi, there's no penalty. So the Pre-Megodim quotes from the Knesset HaGdala, quotes one of the Achrayim, Damesek Eliezer, says, that's a misreading of the Bahag. The Bahag meant to say, whoever shechted the second one, he didn't mean only the second animal is asa. The shechet who shechted the second animal is not allowed to eat either animal, either the first or the second. Why is not allowed to eat the first? There was no aver in shechting the first. First was het gomer. The answer is not true. First was not het gomer. If you shecht the first, then on the same day somebody shechts the second, it's a gloy muslim affair that were both ba'averi. You're not allowed to cause us as menot to be nishchotim. So whoever shechts the first didn't do anything. Whoever shechts the second caused that also as menot one nishchotim v'yom echad. Like shechting the second, you brought about that they were both nishchotim. So the aver is on both. So whoever shechts the second one is not allowed to eat neither the first nor the second. Kolosaya, you have to wait till Laila, like by Melech Shabbos, you have to wait till Laila.
That's Midirabbanim?
Midirabbanim. The Bahag says Midirabbanim. The Gemara says, I'm Kufte Zvav Menalach, Maisu Shabbos is Mutaman Atorah, but it's also Midirabbanim. Then the Gemara says, also is Menalach, is Mutaman Atorah, but the Bahag says it's self understood that it's parallel to Shabbos, so it's also Midirabbanim. That's what the Bahag says. And the Mechaber quotes these two opinions. Rabbi Kivega there has an interesting comment. Rabbi Kivega has on Yerodea. Like a running commentary, every page he's more some levedikat shiful yeshivish topic. So he points out, we were discussing the last couple of days, there is a machlekes Chananya and a Chachomim, machlekes Hatanaim over here, where the Oso, the Ezbeno, is noig by the father in the Vlad, or only in the mother. So that's called Choshishim Lezera Ha'ad, is the Vlad, Mesiachas Yechta, the father by human beings, both by Jews and non-Jews. The Vlad is Mesiach is after the father and the mother, for sure. But by Behemoth, that's a machlekes Satanai. So one opinion is, Oso v'yez beno sounds in the masculine. It doesn't say Oso v'yez beno. It says Oso. It's not true what it says in the Chumash. It only applies to the mother and the Vlad. It doesn't apply to the father. The Behemoth, by Behemoth, they're not related to the father. That's called Ein Choshishim L'Zerahav. And we paskin, yes, Choshishim, Choshishim L'Zerahav. But we paskin misofik, and Mechaber paskins, it's all discussion of the Gemara, it's b'toras vada, b'toras sofik, so we paskin, in testament now, so we paskin b'toras sofik. You're not allowed to shech the father and the Vlad, and if you did, you don't get Malkus. What's the Mechaber writing? You don't get Malkus, and today's Rabbi Yosef Kara, nobody got any Malkus. There were no smuchim. The answer is he meant that it's a sofik. It's a sofik, whether it's an Issa Derai Sana. So misofik, you're not allowed to do it. So Rabbi Kivega writes, what if one shechted the father in the Vlad? Would you have a penalty of the Bahag? So he says, the whole Isser itself is a Sofik. So he did a Sofik Aver. So is there a penalty where there's a Sofik Aver? Is there a penalty where there's a Sofik Aver? Rabbi Kivega says it could be that there is no penalty. That's how the Mishnah Berurah has this recurrent theme, and the Shmir Shas Kochel. Kilchasa has this recurring theme. A few, every couple of pages, every 50 pages or so, Mishnah Berurah will repeat it, and then the Shmir Shalos Kachasa will repeat it. What if there's a certain activity on Shabbos that's a machlokes haposkim whether it's also a muta? We're machmir, you're not allowed to do it. Let's say, for example, the Magen Avraham has this example. I have pots and pans that are tummy, and I take them to the mikvah on Shabbos. There's an Erev, and I take them to the mikvah on Shabbos, and I'm tummy. Okay. So a person is permitted to go to mikvah on Shabbos. What if I take kelim to the mikveh that are tomei? So that's a mishnah beitzah that you're not allowed to. It's an issa derabbanan. You're not allowed to be toivel tomei dikei kelim. We don't have an issue of tomei dikei kelim. It's about everybody's tomei. All the kelim are tomei. All the food is tomei. Everything is tomei anyway. So let's say I bought pots and pans. I bought forks and knives from a non-Jew. And the dinners you have to be toivel them in the mikveh. So that's a machlokes harishayim. Maybe the mishnah only says that it's also to be toivel kelim tomeim on Shabbos. Maybe that's muta to be toivel on Shabbos. So we are machmer. So the Magen Avraham there in Shin Chav Gimel raises a question. What if someone went ahead and he was toivel the kelim on Shabbos, the clay suit on Shabbos? Do you say that there's a penalty that he's not allowed to use it until after Shabbos is over? So the Magen Aram says he doesn't think so, because there's a machlekes harishonim, but he did anything wrong. How can you have a penalty if some hold that is mutar lechatchila? Even though we recommend you should be machmer, but since there were those who hold lahakel, so you can't say that there's a penalty. So that's what the Mishnah, and that's what the others say. Let's say the Chacham Avad Yosef has a kula, a whopper of a kula, based on the Svardish Apostle from the last 100 years, that if you take out fully cooked food from the refrigerator, you put it on top of a blech, that's hetagomer. You're allowed to reheat food. Why? Because the whole prohibition of Hachazor, the Mishnah says, Men atar it's muta, in Bishol al Abishol. But with Rabbanin, you're not allowed to put it back on top of the fire. Shemi chat to be gechol. So the Svardish Apostle say that that's only if you put it on Gabi Hoesh. If you put it on top of a blech, that's not called a gabayesh. And all the Ashkenazi poskim in Eastern Europe always assume that's on top of a blech, it's still called a gabayesh. Unless you have a pot of food on the bottom, then you put this on top of the pot of food, then it's called shalai gabayesh. You put it on top of a radiator, and the ash is in the basement, and the steam comes over here. So that's not called a gabayesh. But if you put it on top of a blech, so we hold that that's not allowed, that's a gabayesh. So what if an Ashkenazi woman, an Ashkenazi family, takes that food from the refrigerator, eats it up by putting it on top of the blech? So we hold that that's also. But the Sfardim hold that it's muta lechatchila. So how can you say that by us there's a penalty, but yeah, but you're not allowed to eat it if there are legitimate poskim who are still alive and kicking, and they say it's muta lechatchila? So whenever it's a machloikas poskim, so it's not clearly us, it's a suffix, it's a shtikl suffix. So then you don't have the penalty. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. If you shecht osolias beno the father, not the mother. So the Mechaber said, is it noig bischarim is a sveke nedina, whether you hold choshishim lezera av or not? So we say that it's osir, but Rabbi Kivega says it does make sense there should be a penalty, but he had it. Since it's only osir misafik, so he doesn't think that you should make a penalty. Penalty is only if you vadai violated an avera. If it's not so clear that you violated an avera, then it wouldn't be a penalty. Anyway, so over there, that Prima Godim quoted over there on that Sif, according to this Bahag, that there is a penalty with the Rabbanon, because the Gemara put it together, Kuf Tezlov, that's what the Rosh Gemara puts together, also as well, on the same daf, with Malecha Shabbos. Just like Hamavashal B'Shabbos, there is a penalty with the Rabbanon, so also as well, the Bahag understood also there's a penalty with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat it. So the shaila was, this penalty in the Rabbanon, does it only apply that you're not allowed to eat the second behemah, the one that you shechted? What about the first behemah that was shechted behetah? So the Mechaber says that the penalty is only on the second animal. On the first animal, there is no penalty. And then the Prima Godin quotes some poskim to say not so. The penalty is even on the first. Penalty is even on the first animal. Why is that? Because they hold whoever shechts the second animal brought about that it also means below when nishchad b'yaymechad. So whoever shechts the second one, he caused lemafreya that the shechting of the first one was also an issa. So that's what it would appear, that the issa also has beno, it's an issa chalois. It's not really an issa pula. That's what it would appear. The mechaber at the end of the simon about us has beno has an interesting din. What if I shechted an animal, and then you're not allowed to shecht the beno? So I shecht an animal, I know which one is beno. And now the ben hashkuta gets mixed in with others, and I cannot identify which animal is which. Al behemoth hob main part. I can't tell that there is one behemoth and the other. So that's a din balechayim chashibi, v'loy b'teile. That's a gemara in Zvachim, in Perek Hataruvis. Balechayim anad bot lachumra midirabon. So Rabbi Kivega there raises a shaila. He quotes a machlekes achrayim about this. What if I have a oso and I have a beno, and the beno already got mixed in with the whole herd? I know that the vladas of this cow are all in this. I can't tell the difference which cow is which. It got mixed in a long time ago. So milchatchila when I shecht the oso, from the very outset the beno is betarugas. Not that I shecht it oso and I know which one is beno. Then it's achakach nesarev. The vlad is nesarev before I shecht the mother. So the Isa Rasa Ezbana is Bolo is Noilad Bitaruz. Is Noilad Bitaruz. Would that be any cause for leniency? Why? Because in the Simon of Dovash Yeshla Matirin, in the end of Chelek Al Kiyaradet, similar to Shesh Matirin, that says like this, you're not allowed to squeeze out orange juice on Shabbos and Yontif. That's a malacha, either malacha menatar, malacha menrabban, whatever. That's a malacha of disha. You're not allowed to squeeze out juice. What if you squeeze that juice on Shabbos? There's a penalty, you're not allowed to drink it. I'm a vashel b'Shabbos. Sure. And what happens if the juice oozed out by itself? It wasn't my fault. I had a whole bunch of grapes, I had a whole bunch of oranges sitting here, and then a heavy weight fell down, and all the juice oozed out. I didn't do it. It was an accident, mamish. So the Tanoi made a gzera, mashkin shezavu me'aleihem, even though it oozed out by itself. Or sometimes people cut a grapefruit. Cut a grapefruit. As they're cutting the grapefruit, they should be easier to eat. So a lot of the juice from the grapefruit falls on the plate. So are you allowed to drink that juice that came on the plate? So strictly speaking, we would paskin, since it's not zeis manovim, and the grapefruit is oimid lachila, it's not oimid l'shtia, so that would be muta. But if it would be, let's say, a juice orange, if it is a juice orange, and you decide you want to eat it instead of squeeze out juice, it's oimid l'shchita, so then the mashkin shezavu would be awesome. The Gemara says, by sharp peris, other than zeis manovim, it depends whether it's oimid lachila or oimid l'mashkin. So there's a din of mashkin shezavu arasa. So in Shulchan Aruch they have, the Mechaber quotes this, both in Hilchas Shabbos and in Yoredei in Hilchas Dov Sheish L'matir. I have a wine press and I have a whole pile full of grapes, so high. And I have a board, that heavy board, and it's on a metal bar in the middle. And when you keep on pushing the board down, so it keeps on going around and around, and it's going to go lower, 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 till all the grapes are going to get squeezed out. So before Shabbos, I squeezed out a lot of grapes, and there's a lot of grape juice that was squeezed out from Erev Shabbos. And then I stopped squeezing out on Erev Shabbos. Comes Shabbos enters, so this is a heavy thing on top. It has rocks on top of it, so it keeps on going down. So more juice squeezed out by itself. It happened by itself. I didn't do a malacha. I set up the whole system on Erev Shabbos. It was squeezing on Erev Shabbos, continues to squeeze out on Shabbos. So the grape juice that squeezes out on Shabbos is mashkin shezavu, you're not allowed to drink it. But it's betarubis over here. That's, I know that I have shishim against it. I know. I don't even think you need shishim. I think you just need roiv. I don't even think you'll need shishim here. You've got to look in your everyday. So what happens if I know that I have roiv against it? So you should really say it's a dov sheyesh lo matirin. Because if you wait till after Shabbos, there's no shayla. You can drink all the grape juice you want. So dov sheyesh matirin afilu be'elof le'botl. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both in Hilchas Shabbos as well as in Yeridei Hilchas dov sheyesh matirin that here it'll be mutter. Why? Because it's bol oilam etarus. When do you say dov sheyesh matirin is le'botl? If you have mashkin shezavu, have a cup of orange juice that was squeezed out accidentally on Shabbos, then the orange juice gets mixed in with other orange juice and you have a roiv against it. So then the din is dov sheyesh matirin is not bottle. But here, there was a ton of grape juice that was squeezed out, oranges that was squeezed out from before Shabbos. And then extra grape juice or extra orange juice gets squeezed out on Shabbos. From the first instant that it gets squeezed out, it's already betarubis. It wasn't even in existence as an independent drop of juice for half a minute. Right away when the juice came out, oozed out from the fruits, it right away got betarubis. So that says in Shulchan Aruch Lahakel that Dov Sheyesh Matirin Loi Batel is only if it was Bo Loilam, it was Osir, and then it's Nisar Vachakat. But if it's Bo Loilam Taruvis, then it says that it's Mutta. So Rabbi Gevege quotes the Machlekes Achrenim, would you say the same by Baal Chaim? Baal Chaim Chashivi Veloi B'Teili. So is that only if I shecht Oso, and I know which one is Beno, and I'm not allowed to shecht it, then the Beno runs into the herd, and I can't identify which one it is. But over here, the Pari gave birth to a Vlad 2 years ago, and the Vlad is in the herd. I don't know which one it is. I know one of them is the Vlad of this Pari. So when I shech the Pari, there's an Issa to shech the Osvez Beno on the Vlad. I don't know which one it is. It's Milachatchila. It's Bala'ala Metarubis. Maybe over here I should be Mekel. Maybe the Chumra of Balacham Chashiv Vila Biteli is similar to the Chumra of Dov Sheyesh Matirin Loi Batel, that whenever it's Bala Olam Metaruvis, it's Mutar. So the Rebbe Kivege quotes a Machlokes Achrayinim about that. So Rav Soloveitchik liked the opinion that it's not the same. He explained why.
Because the Parah, you can choose not to shech the Parah.
You can choose not to drink. Don't shech any of them. Don't shech any of them. So don't drink any of the wine. Same thing over there. Choose not to drink it. Wait till after Shabbos is over. Here you have to wait till tonight, and there won't be any osveh zbanon. So wait till after Shabbos is over. Don't drink any of the orange juice. Don't drink any of the grape juice. It's parallel to the other case. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that it's not the same. He said, by Dovah Sheesh Lamatirin, there is a Tarubis. There is a Tarubis. The only thing is, that when Machmer, Rashi says, Acha Tachlana Bisa, Tachlana Behetar, just like there's a Dinaim of Atanisa Lachatchili, you're not allowed to mix in Isir and Tehetar to rely on Bitbuls, even if it became this Arif by itself, the Isir fell in by itself. But there's an easy solution. Wait till tonight, and you won't have to rely on Bitl Berb. So your choice, your decision that you want to eat it today, that decision is a violation of Eim of Atanis and Lachatchila. You're deciding to rely on Bitl Berb when it wasn't really necessary. Wait till tonight. Achat Tachlana Bisa, Tachlana Behetar. Wait till tonight, you won't have to rely on Bitl Berb. So your decision that you have plenty of other food and drink to eat in the house, your decision you want to eat it now is a violation of Eim Avat and Nisim Chatzal. You're employing Bitl Beroiv when you really could have avoided it. So that's what you're not allowed to do. So then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai, from the Rishonim, that's only if the Issa was already Bol Olam and then it became the Sarev. But if it's Bol Olam and Taruvis, then the Shulchan Aruch assumes there are two dinim. There's a din of Taruvis cancels an Isser. If an Isser falls into an Isser falls into Heter, so the Tarubis is Mabatli Isser, it's Batl Beroi, Batl Beshishim. There's another din, if an Isser is Bala Olam, the Tarubis prevents the Isser from setting in. So the Tarubis prevents it from setting in, that can apply even to a Dov Shesh Matir. Why not? But by Balechaim Chashibe, Viloi Beteli, that's a different word. With the Rabbanu, they declared it that Balechaim are not considered the Tarubis. Each one is Omid Bifnei Atzmai. So for the same reason that if it's Oisveh Zbenoi, you know which one it is. And then it runs into the herd. Now I can't identify which it is. So I say it's not Bakl because Bitl Beroi means it loses its identity in the conglomerate. Here, Balechaim Chashiv Eloi Beteli, they don't blend in. It doesn't blend in with the rest. Each one is considered Dovah Chashiv Eloi Mepifnei Atzma. That's the same by Berio's not Bakl, Balechaim not Bakl, Chaticha Voilus Kabej, and Dovah Shebiminyan, these are all the same. The Dvarim Chashuv Meyod are not Batal Midrabban. We consider it as if it's Dovah Chashuv Oimid Bifnei Atzma. It doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. So we say like that there's no Tarubis. Midrabban, I declare there's no Tarubis. So there's neither a Tarubis to be Mevatal and Issa that already said it, nor is there a Tarubis to prevent the Issa from setting it. So even if it's Bal Odom a Tarubis, it's not called a Tarubis, period. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said over the Bir Agro on Kuf Yud. Make such a distinction. So he said he likes that distinction, and he thought that explains this opinion that Rabbi Gelege quotes. The Bol Olam Tarubis is only grounds to be mekel by Dov Shesh Matirim and not by Balechaim.
Didn't the Rabbi say during the year a similar thing, whether you need two or three Tarubis?
Right.
Right,
that's the Bir Agro, Simon Kufyu. So the Bir Agro distinguishes between Dov Shesh Biminyan as opposed to Avodah Zarah is a Dov Choshev, not Batl, but it is Tarubis. That's he said. The Rambam's opinion is, Avodah Zarah is not batal because lo yidbach biyadcha me'uma menachem. A chumra da Avodah Zarah me'uma, but it is b'tarubis. As opposed to Dovah Chashav is considered not b'tarubis. So the same as the Bir Agron, Kuf Yud, so he thought that this explains the sheet and Rabbi Kiveger also. Rabbi Kiveger added two deis, that some of the Achrenim hold that even by Bavachayim Chashiv Elabitel, even if it's Bola Olam b'tarubis, it's also not going to be batal because it's not called a tarubis. But the Rabban is not considered a tarubis.
Aren't we employing
this Baba
Tarubis here as a
kula,
whereas we just mentioned the Mordechai before,
if there's
something
that Baba Tarubis... Achreinim asked Akasha. Here you say, Bola Tarubis is more grounds to be Mekel, and then the Mordechai says, Bola Tarubis is not Bottom. So the truth of the matter is that I think it's a confusion of two different... Achreinim asked Akasha. I think it's a confusion of two different kinds of Bola Tarubis. The Mordechai was talking about the saliva with the blood in the mouth by the Yivam Shirok Kadam. The Yevsha Belitza Chsuchei Rok, there has to be some Rok. That means that's a natural blend. When you have different animals, that's not a natural blend. An animal got mixed in with another animal, that's not a natural thing. See, the milk in the Ben Pekua, the milk that comes from this leg, milk that comes produced by the rest of the animal, that's a natural blend. The Rok with the Dam, that's a natural blend. Masheni Kane, this is not that kind of Bola Olam Tarubis. When you have one animal got mixed in with other animals before I shechted the mother. Well, all the metarubis, it's nothing natural here. Animals, I can't identify which animal is which. Somebody may be able to figure it out. I can't tell. Or the other case, let's say, Mashkin Shazovu. there was juice that oozed out on Erev Shabbos and juice that oozes out on Shabbos. That's not a natural blood. This was separate juice. This juice oozed out on Friday. This juice oozed out on Friday night. This was on Shabbos. There's bol olam taruvis, but it's not a taruvis like the Marcha. It's not a natural thing. Some juice came out on Friday, some juice came out on Shabbos. Not the same as the milk and the animal all comes out together. That's a natural process in the animal, or the roke and the dam. That's a natural process. That's what the Mordechai meant to say. Whenever two things are mixed in together, one is the roi, one is the miut, that's why in the teva ha'olam, it's always like that. So that's not called the taruvis. That's never going to be popular. Here it's not the teva ha'olam. I could have really separated the juice that oozed out on Friday and the juice that oozed out on Shabbos. I didn't separate it. That's not called bol olam taruvis. It's a different concept of bol olam taruvis. Yeah, so this is the big machlokes in the Gemara, whether osav yezbana applies only to the mother and the vlad, or even applies to the father also. And there are three opinions. Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no, maybe. We paskin maybe. Shulchan Aruch says, mitorah safek, that you're not allowed to shecht the father and the blood, but if you did, you don't get malchus because it's misaf. The Shach there quotes the Kasha and the Rambam. The Gemara says this machlekes by the Choshishim of the Zera Ha'av has another five nafkeminas, has another four, a few nafkeminas. One is whether Oso Esben applies to the father or only to the mother. Then the other nafkeminas were if you kovea the min of the vlad, you want to determine is the vlad a behem or a chayim. So the mother was a behem and the father is a chayim. The mother was a chayim, the father is a behem. So if you hold in Choshishim and Zeraha, means that there's no kurva at all. There's no yachas by behemoth between the father and the vlad, so that only the mother is kaveh the min of the vlad. My nafkemina to determine whether the vlad is a behem or a chay, so kisei adam is one. Kisei adam is only if it's a chay, not a behemoth. Osev is beno is only if a kert, only if it's a behemoth, not a chay. Then you have chaylev. Chaylev is only osir if it's a behemoth. Chaylev chay is heter gomer. Then the other nafkamina is Rola Chayayim V'Hakeva. That's called Matonis. There's a din, whoever shechts, we don't observe in a Chutz Lord. So we follow Rashi. Rashi interprets in the Gemara that Noah Galma Kahani Tlas Sobi, the Minig Olam is like the three Tanoim from the earlier generations, that one of them said that the din of Zerola Chayayim V'Hakeva, he really said Reshi Sages doesn't apply in Chutz Lord. So Rashi says not only Reshi Sages, Zerola Chayayim V'Hakeva also doesn't apply. Taisa is not happy with the Rashi, but Lamai says that's the minigolim. Nobody gives Rala Chayav HaKev on Chutz Lords for already many centuries. And Eretz Yisrael, there's no justification. You really should give. You're supposed to give whenever you shech the behemah. You're supposed to give Rala Chayav HaKev, unless you have a shutvus with an akum in the slaughterhouse, or a shutvus with a kohen. If you have a shutvus with a kohen, also not mukhif to give away Rala Chayav HaKev. So that din of Rala Chayav HaKev only applies if you shech the behemah. If you shech the chaya, there's no mitzvah of matnas kuna to give Zerola Chayam HaKeva. So what if I shecht an animal which is a blend, it's a hybrid. The father was a behemah and the mother was a chaya. Or the father is a chaya and the mother is a behemah. So do you say choshishim lezera ha'av? So then the vlad is a hybrid, so you have to give matanas or not. So the Gemara says, that's the machlekes, but the choshishim lezera ha'av, rein choshishim lezera ha'av. So the Bach is bothered with a kasha. The Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, before the Bach, they're bothered with a kasha. The Rambam, and then there's another nafkamina lahalocha also for kilayim. For kilayim, you're not allowed to breed together two different animals. So what if one is a chai, one is a behema? So they're clearly two different animals. What if they're both, the zohar and the kever that you want to breed together, they're both hybrids. One of them, the father was a horse, the mother was a donkey. And the other one, the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse. They're both going to be mules. A mule with a mule. Are you allowed to breed them together or not? So the Gemara says, if you hold choshishim lezera ha'av, so both of the vladis are a hybrid. They're both considered horse, donkey hyphenated. So since they're both mules, so it's mutter to breed one with the other. But if you hold ein choshishim lezera ha'av, then this vlad is nikva by the mother, this one is a horse. This one is nikva by the mother, this one is a donkey. So it's a donkey and a horse, even though they both look exactly the same. They both look like mules. But it would be awesome to breed them together. So the Gemara has all of these five nafkeminas. The original machlekes hatanan, Chananya and Chachamim is, where the choshishim lezera ha'av, does the din that the provision of Osav Ezbono only apply to the mother in the vlad, or does it even apply to the father in the vlad? So we paskin misafik, it applies to the father, but ain't like him all of, only misafik. And nonetheless, in all the other five cases, by Osav Ez Beno, by what do you have? Osav Ez Beno, Zvala Chayam Behakeva, and Kisui Hadam, and Kilayim to be Marbia, and Chelev. So there, the Rambam Paskin, let's say, to be Marbia, one with the other, the Rambam Paskin said it's Mutter. So that's what they all were. How can it be Mutter? If the Rambam Paskins, it's Noiv, Bizachar Manat, is a suffix, so you're not allowed to. Not that a shech also does b'no, but if you shech that you don't get malchus, because it's a speck of the din of the choshishim l'zera'av. And here he says, even the hakel, yes, choshishim l'zera'av. How could he be mekel if he says over here that it's a suffix? So the Bach, the Shach quotes the Bach. The Bach says, the Rambam distinguishes, with respect to the kviyas hamin of the vlad, he paskins b'toras vada, yes, choshishim l'zera'av. The genes of the Vlad are going to be a blend. The DNA comes from the father and the mother. So the Vlad is going to be a blend of the father and the mother. There the Rambam Paskins B'Toras Vaday, Choshim Zerahav. Whether also is B'no is Noyig, but the father or not, so there the Rambam Paskins B'Toras Sofim. That's what the Bach says. So the Shach says, isn't it against the Gemara? How can you split hairs? The Gemara said that it's all interconnected. All these six dinim, no? Also is B'no is Noyig on the mother, only are the father also. That's the original machlokes Chananya and Chacham. Then all the other five nachkeminis is the vlad a behema or a chaya. Also, is no, it's only noig be behema, not be chaya. So, is it noig if it's a hybrid? So that depends on choshishim lezera. All that with the chelav, with the kisya adam and everything. So that's the shach's kasha against the Bach. How can the Bach say that the Rambam splits over here? It's splitting hairs. The Gemara seems to say that it's totally zed zed. So good the kasha. There is a way to reinterpret the Gemara, but basically it is a shver Rambam. It is quite a shver Rambam. Then the Gemara has on the top line on ayin tes on the base. Simonim deraisa, simonim lav deraisa. It comes telling all the ayin tes on an aleph. Obatam means the Gemara has like this. If you hold ein choshishim lezera ha'av, so you're not allowed to breed a mule with a mule. If this mule, the mother was a horse and the father was a donkey. The other mule, the mother was a donkey and the father was a horse. So if you hold ein choshishim lezera'av, then one is a horse, one is a donkey, you're not allowed to mate them. If you would hold the Rambam Paskins choshishim lezera'av, the Toras Vadai, so the both mules can be mated together. They're both half donkey, half horse, and they're exactly the same. The Gemara had a half minute, that should also be awesome. Also, it's a donkey, mishtamish, but it's a horse. Like if you have a chatz yevet, a chatz menchurin, he's not allowed to marry a chatz yeshivcha, a chatz baschurin, because the chatz yevet is living with a baschurin, and the chatz benchurin is living with a chatz yeshivcha. But over here, that's by chatz yevet, a chatz menchurin, that's a chal Hashem on the person. But here, where the horse and the donkey blend in together, so the Gemara says, one might have argued the point and thought that maybe it's also kamashmalan, that that's mutter. If you hold choshishim Hashem Zarab, so the two mules are exactly the same al midin, and you're allowed to mate one with the other. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, if the din would have been not so, if the din would have been ein choshishim Zarab, so you have two mules, and one the father was a horse, one the mother was a horse, and one the father was a donkey, the other one the mother was a donkey. So you're not allowed to, if you hold ein choshishim Zarab, so only the mother determines the status of the vlad. So how do you know, how do you have the Ruach HaKadosh to know which mule had a mother who was a horse and which mule had a mother who was a donkey? So the Gemara says there is simonim about the flaps of the ears and the voice, the speaking voice of the animal. So the Gemara discusses whether these simonim are reliable or not. So the Gemara says that. So shayla whether simonim derais and simonim lav derais. That's on the top line on Ayin Tes on the base. What does that expression mean? Whether Simonim Derais and Simonim Lav Derais. So there's a famous discussion in Eilu Metzias when you give back an Aveda with Simonim. Person says, I lost an Aveda, and I give him Simonim on the Aveda. So does it have to be Simonim Mufakim? Simonim Mufakim means Echad Mini Elef. He says, I lost the Ksainis Pasim, and it has red and purple and orange and green. He gives you all the Simonim. Whoa! There's Echad Mini Elef. They don't manufacture this in the store like that. There's only one of a kind like this. That's a simon movement. What if he gives a simon garua? He says, oh, let's say the husband is missing, so we don't know if he's alive or dead. Then they found a dead body. So the woman says, well, my husband was tall and thin. and the dead body is tall and thin. So the Gemara said, that's the simaga rua, that's nothing. She said, my husband was short and fat and he wore glasses. One quarter of the people in the world are short and fat and wear glasses. That's a simen garua. That's nothing at all. That's for sure no good. What if you have a simen emtsoi? It's not as good as a simen muvig echemini elef, but it's much better than a simen garua. So that's a deal in the Gemara, whether that's simonim, whether simonim derais or simonim lav derais. So the Ran writes over here on Dafayin Tes, but the Gemara uses the expression here, because sabah simonim derais has nothing to do with over there. Here we're talking, this is a question, is this a good scientific indication that here this mule had a mother who was a horse, and the other mule had a mother who was a donkey. Is this reliable scientifically? That's the shayla. But it has nothing to do with the topic in Bob and Siwa, the Siman of Derais, the Siman of Mam Derais. It's a different topic. This is a biological subject, and that's a halachic subject. Two different things. Yeah, then the Gemara has in the Perek that Machloek Zibbeke Chasid began Shchitu Shene Ruyin. Oysev Ezbonah is only prohibited if I shecht a good Shchitu. What if I made an Avela? Then there's no din of Oysev Ezbonah. So what if I shecht an animal and it's a Trefo? Or I shecht an animal Lavod Ezara? Or I shecht Shkut Echutz? Or I shecht Chulim Bazara? So I shecht an animal and it's also Bachila. I'm not allowed to eat it. So it's a good Shchitu, it's Mentarmine Avela. But it's also Bachila. So that's called Shchita Shein Aruya. So that's a Machloikis Hatanayim, where the Shchita Shein Aruya, Shema Shchita, Allah Shema Shchita. So you have the Machloikis is relevant. When you get to be Mitar Medeine Vela, Shchita Strefa is Mitar Medeine Vela. There's no Machloikis. When you get to eat it, Shchita Strefa is also Bachila. No Machloikis. Machloikis is by a Ganef, who's Chayiv Dalet Vehe, if he's Tobach HaMachar, what if he does a Tficha, which is a Shchita Shein Aruya? He shechts a Gamet the behemoth, which happens to be a trefa. Or he shechts it lava the zor, he shechts it shchut yichutz. So it's going to be also bachila. So is that called a chaloshem shchita? So that's a machloike satanoi. Would there be a mitzvah of kisi adam? I shecht and I make an avela. There is no mitzvah of kisi adam by chaya and by yov. But if I shecht and it's a trefa, would there be a mitzvah of kisi adam? And would there be an isa osa ezbeno? The isa osa ezbeno only applies to be shecht both the osa and the beno. So what if one of them I made in the veil, there's no din of osa ezbono? What if one of them I shechted it, but it happens to be a trefa? So that's the machlokes satanoi. With the shchita sheniruy, shmo shchita, lav shmo shchita. Gemar points out that Rabbi Yudah Hanasi was the one who edited the Mishnayos. See, he presented the machlokes in such a way, he rigged it. But again, to kisi adam, he wants to paskin that shchita sheniruy, lav shmo shchita. But again, to osa ezbono, he wants to paskin shchita sheniruy, ishmo shchita. When he quotes the machlokes satanoim, so he writes this as Vachachamim Oimrim. He presents it by Kisi Adam as if that's the majority opinion. That Shchita Shenivuya, Lav Shmo Shchita, there's no mitzvah Kisi Adam. But he gets to us as Menach, presents the majority opinion that Shchita Shenivuya is Shmo Shchita. What is the compromise based on? Mechatesa. So the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Rabbi Ranasi made his own Hachra. Rabbi made his own Hachra here. Because the Pasuk says, if he shef chai v'yoif, Hashe ye yochel. What does that expression mean? Hashay Yeochel? So the Gemara says that's what Rebbe understood from the Pasuk. Hashay Yeochel has to be Mutta Bachila. If it's a Shchit Hashem Ruya, for whatever reason, it's a Shchut Echutz, it's a Chunam Bazar, it's a Trefa, whatever, Shechet Lavad Azar, then it's not called Hashay Yeochel. So then, when you get to Kisi Adam, you say Shchit Hashem Ruya Lav Shmo Shchit. But when you get to Osve Ezbeno, he presents it in the Mishnah in such a way that Shchita Shein Ruya is Shmo Shchita. So Rabbi Kivega has a funny chiddush on your day on this. If you shecht a trefa, it's Shchita Shein Ruya, and we say that Shchita Shein Ruya is Shmo Shchita b'negeh tu kisi adam. So he says, what if you have shech the mother, and then there's a ben pekua coming out. If I shech the mother, the ben pekua comes out. So the ben pekua is not nitfas and shchita. So there's no violation of osa ezbono. What happens? I shech the mother, and the mother was a trefa. So then the halacha says, davis zeman machshav rachmana. If I shech the vlad, it'll be matarit v'achila. So then then for sure you would say in such a case that the shechita sheni bruya, that's a shechita that's matirit b'achila. That for sure is a shechita. But what happens if the mother was a treifa and I shechted the mother, and then the ben pukur comes out? So the shechita on the mother that was a treifa was chal benegeir to be mitar midein aveila, and it was chal on the uber also to be mitar midein aveila. It just wasn't chal on the mother the heter achidus. It wasn't chal on the uber the heter achidus. So the din is dalas emar machshav achmana shech the vlad. What if the vlad ben pukur is also a treifa? The vlad is also a treifa. So what are you going to say? Dalas emar machshav achmana. What are you going to shech that it won't be mutav achila? It's a treifa. But should you say that it's a shechita shein eruya? If you shechted the vlad, I shechted the mother was a treifa. So the mother was a shechita shein eruya. So when it came to us, we say shechita shein eruya, shmo shechita. So shechted the mother was a treifa. So that counts. That's called shechita. That's not called like nechira. Now the ben pukur comes out. The ben pukur itself is a treifa. So if I'm going to shechted, what is it going to help? It's not going to be matar b'achila, and to be mitar midein aveila, it already was mitar midein aveila from the shechita of the mother. The mother was a treifa, but the shechita of the mother is good mitar midein aveila. So the shechita of the mother was chal on the mother and the uber vis-a-vis mitar midein aveila, and the shechita on the vlad on the uber can't be chal now lahat b'achila. The vlad itself is a treifa. So Rabbi Kivega thinks in such a case it's mutar to shecht the vlad on the same day, you shech the mother. Then a ben pukur comes out. The mother was a treifa, the vlad is a treifa. So he thinks there's no avera to shech the vlad on the same day. You don't have to shoot it. Let's say for some reason he has to give it to goyim. So does he have to make? Does he have to shoot it to kill it in such a way that he's not in violation of shechitas as esbeno? So he says he doesn't think he has to shoot it. He thinks he's allowed to shech it also because the shechit on the vlad is neither here nor there. It's not chal lahate b'achila because the vlad is a treifa. The mother was a treifa, and the vlad is a treifa.
That's not the equivalent of a regular ben pukur that gives birth to a vlad. There's no isra'es with the elsa that's been out there.
If I shecht the behemah and has a ben pukur, that's no isra'es with been out. What if I take the ben pukur and I shecht it now? So that's not shmo shechita. On the level of the raisa, that's lav shmo shechita, so there's no violation of osa v'ezmano. With the rabbanon, it's ton shechita. So with the rabbanon, there'll be, if it's a gabi karka, it's ton shechita with the rabbanon. So there'll be an isa osa v'ezmano with the rabbanon. So let's say I shechted the mother, and the mother was a treifa. And then the uber comes out, and the uber is also a treifa. Now I want to shecht the vlad. Shechting the vlad is not meaningful, not minator, not with the rabbanon. Gonish, megonish. The shecht of vlad is not chal benegeit mitar zamidein avela. The shechita on the mother already was chal, so the shechita is not chal on the vlad to be mitar zamidein avela. Even if it's going to die natural death, it won't be mitar mitum as the veil. And it's the shechita on the vlad is not chal benegeit to be mata b'achila because the shechita on the mother was a treifa, so the shechita wasn't chal on the vlad benegeit to et b'achila. But the vlad is also a treifa, so the shechita on the vlad is not going to be mata b'achila. It itself is a treifa, and it wasn't covered with the shechita on the mother. But it's a treifa. But it itself is a treifa. The shechita on mother was a treifa. So here the shechita is needed on the vlad ben atura, not just mitam marasai. I shech the mother, and the mother is a treifa. So the Gemara says, I shech is a treifa, motzubo ben teschai. So it's not nita b'shechita sayin. That they all agree. Rabbami and Rabba, they both agree that ben pukur is not nita b'shechita sayin if the aim was a treifa. So then we pass like Rava, Dalas Iman, Machshavachman, you have to shecht it on its own. But if it itself on its own rights is a treifa, you can't shecht it that it should be mutav achila. It's also menatara. It's also menatara to eat it. And the shechita is not mitar midein aveila because it was already covered with the mother shechita. Rabbi Kivega writes, he thinks that in such a case, the shechita on the vlad is not chal menatara mid the rabbanan, gonish menkonish, it's nothing. So you let a shecht the vlad a minute after he shecht the mother. Shecht the mother, and then the ben pukur comes out. The mother was a treifa, the vlad is a treifa. He thinks he allowed to shech the vlad also on the same day. It's simply the shechita is not chal.
Even with Rabbanan.
Yeah, he thinks that there's no issue at all because you're not doing a shechita. It doesn't count for anything. The time of day nevela, it's not chal because it really was chal from the shechita of the mother. And the atabachila is not chal because in itself the mother was a treifa and in itself is a treifa. So he thinks that the shechita on the vlad is not chal menator, it's not chal with Rabbanan, nothing. So there can't be an issue. Rabbanan is benot. That's Rabbi Kivega's Einfall on Shulchan Aruch.
Well, whether it's, if it's any ruya, there's still a nesir, right? If it's shait the shen ruya by also vespinah, we hold. It's still us.
Still also, only if he shech the treifa. But over here, the shechita on the mother was shechita sheni ruya. The shechita on the mother was called shechita. But the shechita on the vlad, after it's born, is simply not chal. Vis-a-vis the time of day in the veli was chal from the shechita of the mother. Vis-a-vis heter achila, and ain't going to be mutter, because the mother was a treifa and the vlad is a treifa. So the shechita is not mutter b'achila. So the shechita on the vlad is not chal, and the Torah is not chal, and the rabbon. So it doesn't, it can't create an Easter.
A regular ben pekua, a normal behemoth gives birth, you shaft it, and then the blood comes out, and it's normal.
So right.
There we hold.
So in the Torah, you're allowed to shaft the blood because nothing happened, but with the Rabbanan, right. Since you have to shaft the blood, mitam arzayin, if it's a gabi karkel, there's an Easter, also there's
beno. So for both here and that, why?
No, because over here, the shechit on the blood is not chal at all. Even the Rabbanan, it's not chal, it's also in the Torah to eat. The shechit is not chal, and the Torah is not chal with the Rabbanan. He says over here in the vlad, you can't say shchita sheni ruya shmo shchita. It's simply not chal.
Yeah, that's assuming that the shchita is a mitzvah shchita, not just a marisayin dikah. If you hold by a regular ben pekua, the shchita really is just mishum marisayin. Not that the chazal gave it a mitzvah shchita, otherwise it's also.
So the osvez benov will be mitam marisayin. Since mitam arisayin, you have to shecht it, so it'll be also as well mitam arisayin. But over here, can't even be mitam arisayin. It doesn't need shechita at all. The shechita is not chal. Nothing is chal. We had in the Gemara the sixth dinim of choshishim lezerahav. So the five dinim were to be kaveh, is the vlad achay, is it a behema? And the one din was v'negeta oso v'yezbeno, oso or oso. So one of the din was Rolo Chayayim v'Hakeva. So the Gemara says, if you all choshishim lezera ha'av, and the father is a chay and the mother is a behema, fakir, then you give chatzi matonis. You only give chatzi matonis. Because Rolo Chayayim v'Hakeva of chaya is not matas kuno, only a behema. So if you all choshishim lezera ha'av, so the vlad is a blend, it's a hybrid. So you only have to give chatzi matonis. That's a question that Rab Chaim deals with in his Sefer. Let's say by Kisei Hadam also, only Dam Chaya needs Kisei, Dam Behema doesn't need Kisei. So he say, it's half Dam Chaya, half Dam Behema. It's a mixture of Dam Chaya, Dam Behema. So the Pashta says that it's not so. There is no halacha that Dam Chaya needs Kisei. Let's say we did a blood transfusion for the animal. We shechted a chaya, but we had to take out every drop of blood and replace it with dam abeima, if that's possible. So the dam is dam behema, and then we shechted it. So there's still going to be a din of kisei adam. Kisei adam doesn't depend whether it's dam behema or dam chaya. It depends, did you shecht the chaya? Did you shecht the behema? So since this animal is a hybrid, it's a half chaya. So because it's half chaya, so you mechuyav have to do kisei adam. It's not a word that the dam is half dam chaya, half dam behema. The maton is the zolach hayayim akeva. That taka depends on the chefza. The chefza of zolach hayayim matonis of a behema are matnas kuna. Matonis of a chaya are not matnas kuna.
That has to do with
zevizegar. Zevizegar only plays a role if one was an isa, one was a heter. But here, one is a behema, one is a chaya. They're both mutter, so there's no topic of zevizegar. Is a prat within the din of yotzim and ha'asa. What if it's yotzim and ha'asa umen amutter? Do you say, well, it's yotzim and ha'asa? Or do you say, that's only half of the story? It's yotzim and ha'asa umen amutter. So that's called the machlokes, but the zevizegar is also a
mutter.
But they're both mutter, it's a different question, whether choshishim is there half. It's not an issue of zevizegar. Okay, there's more in Perikos Vezbenol, but the rest is cheerful topics, but it's not Negeil HaHaloch in Yeruday. We covered everything that's Negeil HaHaloch. Okay, we will stop here. Maybe this will be the last year, because I got to start preparing. I have to finish Baba Basra and I have to prepare for the summer. I have to give Shirim in the summertime. Okay, have a pleasant summer, everybody. I think so, it's still on tape, yeah. We're going to erase the end. Have a pleasant summer. Oh, make it. We're going to Italy.